Let me encourage you to open the Word of God with me this morning to the book of Psalms 119, verse 133. You heard me correctly. Psalm 119, verse 133. Just a little more volume if you can, Brother Bradley. Psalm 119, verse 133. Find your place there. I'm going to ask that you also find Genesis. That's your first verse. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 12. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 12. I invite you to stand to your feet for the reading of God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 133. If you're there, give me a good Baptist amen.
Amen.
That's right. Psalm 119, verse 133. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps. Look at the word steps. Your steps this morning in thy word. Genesis 28:12. I'm not going to take the time to read the entirety of the story. I trust most of you have read this story before.
Amen.
But there's just a little thought, a little nugget, a little golden nugget, as I like to say. The Lord said, preach on that little thought this morning. So I'm going to tie to. If y'all find the text in 28:12, say amen.
Amen.
And Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God descending and ascending on it. Right there, Brother Stewart. I appreciate Brother Stewart bringing me a ladder. This morning, the Bible says that Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder. I don't think it was this little 8-foot ladder that you see here. I think it was a stairway that he saw angels going up. And angels coming down. In other words, he saw God having access, him and people having access up to heaven, and people from heaven having access down here to the earth. There was a connection. God is not on vacation playing golf somewhere. He's still connected. Somebody say amen. And in the book of Psalms, the psalmist said, Lord, teach me to order my steps. Order my steps, God. According to thy word. This morning I want to preach with the help of the Holy Spirit a simple, I'm not sure I can preach any simpler of a sermon to you, but I want to preach a simple sermon on your spiritual ladder.
Amen.
Let's pray. God bless the preaching, bless the hearing, help us to be good ground. Lord, help us to be conducive to the planting of the seeds of the gospel, the word of God. Help our church, Lord, and strengthen us. What a blessing we've seen over these, just a few months that I've been the pastor here. How you've blessed souls that have been saved, baptized, and assimilated into the work of the ministry here. And the things that you have planned for us in the future. God, I pray as we get ready to close out, wrap up, complete 2019, and we get ready to initiate a whole other 365-day cycle, 2020. Help us, Lord, to take the right steps in your direction. In Jesus we pray, amen. I want to make sure this thing does have 5 steps before I go any further. Using this 8-foot ladder with 5 steps, I believe, is sufficient enough for me to illustrate the message that God's placed on my heart for you. And this is a church message. This is a church sermon. I do preach gospel here. And I make sure the church understands the gospel. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. God is able to save your soul, my friend. If you're lost and undone and incomplete in Christ, this ladder means absolutely nothing to you. You need to get saved. You need to repent of our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent forth His Son, Jesus, the greatest Christmas gift this world has ever received, to save your never-dying soul from the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. God loves you, and He wants to save you. My friend, listen, if you don't get anything out of the message, know that God loves you, and He can save you if you'll be willing to be saved. But I want to preach, if I can, to the church folks. I want to preach to Bible-believing followers of Jesus Christ. Do I have any of those in the house this morning?
Amen.
There's a few things about my ladder here that you're going to see very clearly. Number one, it's just an old common ladder. Most of you have something very similar to this. How many of you got just a common 6 foot, 8 foot ladder in your house? Would you raise your hand all across the house tonight? Thank you. That's going to be a blessing. Or this morning, that's going to be a blessing. I want you to notice that it's just common, normal, regular. There ain't nothing fancy about this whole thing. I'm not sure if it's a Werner or a Louisville. It's a Werner. I'm not sure if it's different from the Louisville brand. There ain't anything. It's just a common ladder. Do you get that? I want to make sure that's emphasized. And the thing that I want you to see here, first of all, just by looking at our ladder this morning, is the fact that you and I need to be less worried about being about extraordinary and just be the common, regular, normal follower of Jesus Christ that He would have us to be. Sometimes we worry so much, God, what is the next big step in my life? And we have moments like that. I had a moment like that. I still have moments where I'm looking off into the future. But we can get so caught up on the extended, long-term, distant plan with the uncertain parts of God's will that we forget the normal, basic things of God's will. For example, a mom and a dad may be going through a spell spiritually and emotionally. God, what is Your will for my life? And sometimes it's good just to state the fact. God wants you to love Him with your whole heart. My brother Stuart taught this morning in Sunday school. God wants you to go to church. He wants you to study and read your Bible. He wants you to pray. He wants you to love your enemy and pray for those who despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Sometimes we get so focused on the long term and uncertain aspects of God's will, it's good for us to get back to the simple thing that we know is God's clear will for our lives. I'm talking about just an old common life. Just an old common ladder. You see that simple, it is illustrated right here. It ain't anything fancy. But it's just a good, solid, reliable, regular, common ladder. Just like our lives and our Christian lives. Second, there's a cap. And you're not supposed to stand on this part. Where's Sister Karen at? She just, Sister Karen, there she is. Karen, I was helping hang these up the other when they were. And they look so nice, by the way. They did a good job decorating the church. And she had that up there. And me being the good Christian pastor that I was, volunteered to put those on there. And as I was climbing up, she was getting hold of that old pastor. Preacher, don't go up any further. Oh, I got it. It's okay. And as you know how tall I am, I had to climb all the way up to the very top, stepping on the cap. But thankfully, she was down there holding, but you're not supposed to get on there. Amen? Why? Because there's a danger to be had if you do. This talk illustrates to us in our Christian life a limit that God sets to certain things. We may want to reach a little higher to get where God wants us to go in our Christian life. Well, I want to be this kind of Christian. I want this, and I want God's blessings here. And I want to reach the top shelf where grain cookies are. Amen. I want to reach the top shelf where God's great cookies are, where His blessings are, and the riches of His goodness is. I want to get all the way up there. Well, listen, friend, I want to help you get up there. But there's a reason why there's a cap on this ladder. It's to teach us to be humble.
Amen.
It's to teach us to stop where God has us to stop for our own safety, for our own protection, so that we can keep ourselves balanced, so we can prevent ourselves from falling, to keep us humble, to keep us efficient, to keep us safe. There are many people that have over-exerted themselves on their ladder and they'd fallen off and injured themselves and those that were around them because they thought they were too good or could keep going a little further. All I'm trying to emphasize to you at the outset of this message is what Paul said at the beginning of the book of Corinthians. Paul said that you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise, not many noble, not many mighty are called. But he just says God chooses the weak things, the normal things, the basic things. Church, I want to tell you, let's agree at the outset of this message that it's good to be a good, reliable Christian. Amen. Now, there's bigger ladders. There's a big one in here, probably has 12 steps on it. You know, if your brother Kenny, you may just need a little step ladder, but if you're me, you're going to need an extension ladder, right? And there's different heights. People have different ladders, and I understand that. There are times where you outgrow the point that I'm going to be preaching on, the points I'm going to be emphasizing, and that's all fine and well. But these five steps on this ladder illustrate five points that I want to make right out of the get-go of this message. And I'm going to try to do that with the best of my ability. How many of you listen? Amen.
Amen.
When you and I look at this first rung on this first ladder, I want you to think of this word, trust. Faith in God's Word. Faith and trust in God's Holy Word. If I want to get to the distance in the place of my life where God wants me to be, my spiritual ladder, make sure I got a good base here, don't let this climb here. My spiritual ladder. All right. Good. Okay. Right here. Y'all get this on camera now. Alright? Look at it. If I want to get to where God would have me to go, by the way, how many of you want to be the Christian God wants you to be this morning? How many of you want to get to where God wants you to go in your Christian life? How many of you want to be more like Christ? How many of you want to move upwards in your Christian life? Amen. We all do. You wouldn't be here. The first step that you're going to need to take, and again, I'm going to start getting preachy. I got to watch myself here. But this is just a common ladder. What I do here, I've done myself, and I'm telling you, you're going to have to do it too. At some point, in some stage, at some level in your life, you're going to have to just simply have faith in God's Word.
Amen.
You're going to have to take that first step. You can't reach God's blessings. You can't reach God's promises. You can't reach growing in the grace and knowledge of my Lord and Savior. All them Bible verses, you ain't got. You start to abuse faith in God, now you're starting to get some of them cookies. Amen. Now you're starting to get some of them promises. Amen. Now you're starting to grab hold of some of them comforting verses that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now all of a sudden when you didn't have faith because you've taken that step of faith, now all of a sudden you have faith that God's going to pull you through, that God's going to bring you out, that God's going to hear and answer your prayer. Friend, God wants to take you to another level, and He wants you and me to take that first simple step of faith in His Word. Trust in the Word of God.
Amen.
I want to encourage you, friend. If you want to go with us on our journey, you're going to have to identify with just a good old rugged like us. Amen. Like this. Amen. You know that's the truth. Amen. That's right, preacher. You're going to have to get you a good King James Bible.
Amen.
You know, the Word of God, the Bible says it's quick. That means it's living. The word quick means living. It's alive. You hear preaching like this, old brother. Well, shame on them. They're not in church this morning, but I'm not going to shame them. They're elderly and everything. It may just be sick. They joined the church, praise God, last Sunday. You know, Brother Kenny, I was talking with him. Brother Stuart and I were questioning them a little bit, making sure they had been saved and what their testimony of faith, and they've been baptized all the way, plunged under all the way. And I said, do you plan on getting involved? Do you plan on serving? Do you plan on helping? We'll do everything that we can, preacher. He said, I have. He told me that the way he grew up and the religious way that he grew up, he said, I have never. And I could see it in his eyes. He said, I've never heard preaching like this. He said, but he was laughing, smiling, crying. It just was alive to him. And I think that's good. I think that's right. I think that's a blessing. And so I appreciate people, just common folk, saying good things about that. And I hear that all the time, and I'm thankful for it. But God's Word is something that we need to have a copy of. You need to have your own copy of God's Word for the English-speaking people. And I'm telling you, you need the King James Bible. You need a copy of it on your phone, in the house. Where's my preaching friends at today? We got any churchgoers here in Florida? Hello? We need to have us a copy of the Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, am I quoted right, that proceeded out of the mouth of God. If you have breakfast this morning, raise your hand. All right. Did you go have lunch today? Don't raise your hand. Right? We all going to eat today. Thank you, Almighty Father. Today I'm going to make my brother and my family some wonderful chicken. There's a secret recipe that I have incorporated into my life and ministry, Sister Courtney. I can't tell it to you, but it's been marinating all night. Thank God. And I'm going to crack her open. Amen, Sister Judy. I know you're getting spiritual now. And what are we going to do? We're going to sit down and we're going to eat today, God willing. And then tonight, I'm going to eat some more. Somebody help me now. You know I'm telling the truth. And what are we going to do before we go to bed? Get up out of the bed and go dip for ice cream and popsicles and cheeses and Doritos. We constantly snack it. But the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you're going to live by it in one day, friends, physically, we need to live by it also every day spiritually. How can you live by the Word of God if you don't have it? Get a copy of the Bible. I'm not talking about a coloring book or a watered-down translation.
Right.
Get you an accurate copy of the King James Authorized Bible. Amen. Amen. Yeah. For the English-speaking people, and put your faith and trust on it. Amen. And you're going to start reaching for things that you didn't know that even God had prepared for you.
Right.
Y'all get the message?
Amen.
Jacob saw that ladder. He saw something going on. Are you seeing it in your life? Trust in the Word of God. Grow in the Word of God. Live by the Word of God. Trust. Step two, write her down. Time. Church, if you want to get to the next level in your Christian life, you're simply going to have to take the step of faithfulness to the church. Faithfulness to the church. Time.
Amen.
You know, I've noticed in my Christian life that when I'm not at this step here, but I'm here, I'm saved, I'm on my way to heaven, I know I'm not dying and going to hell. Jesus saved my soul, praise God for it, I'm grateful for it, I'm excited about it, but not all the time. But I still trust in His Word, and I'm still a Christian. But I'm not where I need to be. Y'all get what I'm saying? So what happens is, I'm not going to do this right now, but I'll be all the way up here, and then I start relapsing in my life. And so what I'll do is I'll just go back to step one. And then I get a little excited and I start thinking, I get convicted. Oh, I love that word. We not be ashamed of that word.
Right.
I get convicted in my heart. The Lord says, you need to get to church. Amen. You need to start going, oh, I look at you now way up here. You need to go to church. You're having marital problems. You're having kid problems. Those kids to church.
Right.
Go to church. Get on the altar. Go to church. Then I go to church. And the next step I got to take, I want to go to Sunday school. Man, I want to get involved. I want to grow. I want to be a better disciple of Christ. So I start going to Sunday school. I take another step. And now I'm starting to reach up and grabbing things. Praise God that I couldn't reach down in step one. God's got wonderful blessings for you, child of God. If you'll just be willing to take the next step and invest your time in faithfulness to the church.
Amen.
Faithfulness to God's house. You know that the church is the place today in this time period, in dispensations, God is doing His work through the church. Don't ever forget that. We like to go to organizations and events,
That's not how God's doing His work.
Amen.
That's
right.
That's not biblical.
Amen.
He does it through the local church.
Right. Amen.
We don't have a monopoly on God. But God in His Word has chosen to do ministry through the means of the local church.
Right.
How do they hear the gospel? Who is the responsible source? The church, and I quote, which is the pillar and ground of the truth.
Amen.
There is no other organization that Jesus Christ bled and died for. Read your Bible. It's the church.
Amen.
That He might present Himself a faultless bride, the church. There is no other organization known to this world in the Bible that Jesus is coming back to take home with Him to heaven.
Right.
It's the church.
Right.
We don't care about the church like we should. That's why people go up and split over here and go up and cause trouble over here. I know, because I've been part of it, and I'm not. Everybody in here is a sinner. It's okay. We're all on the same old common ladder here. We're all on the same page. Why do you have all these different? Because we don't view the church like we should. But when you start getting on God's Word, you want to start reaching up to where God wants you to be. He says, get on up another step. Some of us are saying, hope, hope, hope. Sunday school, oh, 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 oh. I'm on the second step. And there's many folks in here. We couldn't do this thing without you being on this step.
Amen.
I say let's all get on the second step.
Amen.
Let's just all get on this whole thing and see where the Lord might take us. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know that's the truth. Number three. Number three, let me go back down and look at this. Now this right here, y'all are going to get a blessing out of this. It's right here. This third rung right here, this is where most people, this one right here, this is either a launching point to go forward and further in your ministry, or it'll be something that's just a blockage. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say? You know what this is? Your treasures.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Your treasures. You got trust in the Word of God. Second step, God takes you to another level and you're reaching things you used to not reach, and that's your time. Going to church, getting involved in the church, singing in the choir, getting involved, being a part of it, uniting with the church, identifying with the church. Amen.
Amen.
Then God takes you to another level and He starts digging in your wallet.
Right.
And God says, you need to contribute and you need to give of your heart. You need to give cheerfully. And you say, yes, Lord, I'm going to obey your word. Amen. And it all starts on step one.
Amen.
You ain't getting anywhere on this ladder if you skip step one. But if you get step one, then you can go. And you can grow. You go all the way up here to step three. And you start giving.
Amen.
That offering plate comes around. You give in that two mites. Jesus is sitting up in heaven. And He's looking around all the hypocrites, saying, look what I did this week, look what I did this week. And Jesus said, yeah, look, He just gave all that He had. She gave all that she could afford. Get quiet in here.
Amen.
You know what she had? She had something real in her heart.
That's right.
She had something living inside of her, and if Jesus noticed that and called attention to it, don't ever think that God doesn't see when you give what you got.
Right.
Amen.
God sees it, He cares about it. No one in here is going to belittle anybody for how much they give. Does that make sense? I'm just standing on a good old common. Amen, Brother Kenny. Ain't nothing fancy about this whole thing. But look, I think God uses the Word of God, time and investment in the local church. Right? Does that make sense? And then you got to learn how to give. You got to learn how to contribute. And that takes up your treasures.
Right.
Where your treasures is, Jesus said. You want souls to be saved?
Right.
Where are you going to contribute your money to? It's God's money anyway.
Amen.
It's His. You know, money is a made-up thing. Do you know that? It's not even real. It's made up. We make it up to do exchanges. And yet people worship that almighty God. It doesn't say in God we trust. It says in gold we trust. That's what people think. They're so proud of their riches. And that's fine and wonderful. But I want to remind you, covetousness is a great danger to rich folks. It is. And I would say thank God for those that give in this church. Thank God for you. Thank God for you who give of your treasures to the work of this ministry. We want to take this church and wisely invest it in the things that God would have us to invest in. And that's primarily leading folks to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's right. That's exactly right. But see, here's the thing. A lot of folks can't handle that step. Lord starts calling them out to that one. Oh! 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 My $10! Oh! I'm going to go back down here to step one. And you know what that produces? The same things a lot of people have been going through their whole life. They just come to church, they sit down, they watch, they leave. There's more. God has some cookies up there. He has some promises for you to attain. He has some spiritual hope and joy and love and victory. Praise God. Who's willing to step?
Amen.
Who wants to climb the ladder with God tonight this morning?
Amen.
Step four. Come back down and review and motivate. How many of you write it down? Trust, time, treasures. Fourthly, now listen again. If you can get over this, you're going to be okay. If you can get over this, you'll be just fine. You can be useful here. You can be useful here. Your talents. I'm going to climb up. Every time the preacher comes to church, here's where I want to be.
Make sure there's no fans right here.
And I said, the Lord's got something here for me. So I use my talents. You may be able to use it. You may be able to teach a Sunday school class. You may be able to work in the nursery. You may give a little bit of your love, your compassion. Brother Lee, you may greet folks at the door. Sister Karen, Sister Sarah, you may be able to decorate things. Others of you have other gifts and talents. You're helping. You have a helping hand. Others of you, you have more of a helping out in the kitchen. Praise God. Amen. Cooking some food every once in a while. That's a gift. That's a talent. When you get in the work of the ministry, God wants you to get involved.
Right.
He wants you to use the gifts and talents that He's given you. I mean, Brother Kenny comes in here and don't even pray. He'll never do a thing again now that he's getting so much attention over it. But praise God for it. He comes in here and he needs some lights. He does stuff. Amen. He's just a part of the old LaRue Baptist Church spiritual ladder. He understands what we're trying to do here. And he's taking those steps that God's taking it and calling it to take. And he's reaching into these new levels of his Christian life, I'm sure. Just like many of you, where you thought, man, I could just grow spiritually. And God says, all right, I can do something with that kind of courage. Some of us get on this, and I thank God for it. We have faith in God. We've been saved. We get our King James Bible. We believe the Word of God. We go step two. We start investing our time in the church and getting involved. That's a blessing. Then we start investing our treasures in the work of the ministry. And God says, now I want you to go on visitation. Go knock on some door. Oh, no! I want you to get your kids to step up. Oh, no! God, please! Mary, I don't have the courage! God sometimes uses... Brother Stuart, come over here. Now, Brother Stuart, you're not going to climb the ladder. But let's just say I'm a discouraged person. Now, come over here around my hind leg, brother. Now, I'm going to start climbing this, and I want you just to kind of pat me and encourage me as I go. Just kind of pat on me.
You can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. Well, I'm scared. I don't want to. Because God's calling me. I know it. I come to Sunday school class and Stuart's saying, you can do it. Oh. See, that's what we're here for. Your hand. That's what we're here for. To see you grow in your Christian world. Now, you don't have to look like an idiot like me up here, but you do spiritually do the same thing.
And you come to Sunday school class, and your Sunday school teacher is saying, "You can do it.
Right.
You can do it. Let's go. Let's get involved."
Oh, but I'm scared of it. I'm scared of it.
But if you'll just trust in that step, you'll be just fine. And look, how much higher you can reach. It gets sweeter the higher it goes.
Right.
Amen. Step five. Are you ready?
Yes.
Judy, you're ready for it. You
yes.
All right, Stuart, come over the ladder, brother. Step four. This is my... What is step four? And everybody has a talent. You don't have to be the idiot up here. You may be the sweetheart that's saying, "Hello, kids, welcome to church." That's teaching a little class somewhere. But you're involved and you're doing something. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
By the way, before I take this leap of faith and climb up another step, let me just tell you something. 90% of the church and the work of the church is normally done by 20% of the members.
Right.
That's average. But I'm looking at many of your faces and I realize we have a lot of people in this church that are on this step. Four. That's a blessing. A lot of churches do not have that. Amen.
Amen.
Don't backslide and go down. Amen. Lord wants you to keep climbing forward. Now you got me, Brother Stuart?
Yes,
all right. The next step, write it down. The next step, I'll step after you write so you can watch me. The next step that God would have you to take is that testimony of God's grace in your life.
Amen.
And this is a testimony. You can't have a testimony if you don't go through a test.
Right?
So I trust, Stuart, I trust you.
Amen.
I trust you. I have confidence. Right. So here I am. Now I have some things that God wants me to reach. Now I have a testimony. And folks behind me, I got to come down, brother. Folks behind me on that run. So, thank you, Brother Stuart. They may never get that high to the things where God would have them to be. However high the ladder God has in my life, I don't want to be stuck at step one.
Amen.
I want to go where this thing maxes out. Do not step beyond this.
Amen.
And God will say, "You get up to that fifth step and serve me there." Say, "Lord, I'm..." Now, I'm not standing on that fifth step, but imagine me up on that fifth step. And I have all the blessings that God can possibly give me without me hurting myself. I'm in the safe spot. But this is so important, church. When people see you climb that ladder in your Christian life, and they see you climb that spiritual ladder in your Christian life, you are giving a testimony to the people behind you that said, "I can't be able to get here, but look what God's done in my life. I can't help but every time I see Brother James and Sister Casey, I won't call them out all the time, but I have to do it, and please forgive me. When I look at them, I think of all the things that they went through in mentally and emotionally, and I would dare say spiritually. You listen to them and watch them cry and tell you the story. It just grips your heart and you think, would I be this way? Would I still go to church? Would I be responsible to teach a Sunday school class? Would I be on the fifth rung of the ladder? Would I step back all the way down to step one? But when you see James and Casey, when they're faithful and they're involved and they're studying their Bibles, amen! And when they're plugging away in the work of the ministry, you know whether or not they know it, there are people below that are looking up and saying,
right, brother.
Amen. People in my high school, they come over here and heard this, they would not even, it just would blow their mind. And that's only because God. God. That's all you can say.
Yeah.
I can say today that there's a part of make it past, probably not even graduate high school. But I did. There's people that probably thought, well, he'll never go to college. But I did. He'll never get a degree. Well, but I did. 4.0. Of course, it was Bible college.
Amen.
There's people in high school that probably thought, well, he'd never go anywhere post-graduation. But I did. Master's degree.
Amen.
You say, brother, you're talking an awful lot. Well, God's walked me an awful lot in my life, honey. You ain't got a clue what the things the Lord's done for me. He deserves to be glorified in the house of God. God deserves to be praised and worshipped in the Lord's house. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so this morning. We have got so many people that are just stuck on step one. I want to tell you the love of God this morning. Climb your ladder for Jesus. I woke up this morning at 6 o'clock. I was so excited to get ready for church. I didn't know what I was going to preach this morning. Don't tell the other preachers. The holidays have been busy. Amen. In a very good way. Sister Andrew, if you'd come. Now I got to the office. Well, I went over and got some McDonald's this time. And got me a large caramel macchiato coffee. Praise God. Amen. Brother James's room. Of course, I did bring my own K-cup, but I added a little more coffee to that coffee. And trying to clean up all evidences of my being in that your Sunday school room. But I sat in there and I looked at the church bulletin. I prayed. And I said, God, you've got to give me something to preach today. I got to have sermons, Lord. Sweat. What a blessing. I said, Lord, I've got to have something to preach to the people today. I've got to have some food for them. And I got into studying on Ezekiel in there. I was going to preach about where Ezekiel says they were complaining against God. Is God fair? Is God equal? I was going to talk about the equality of God. Doesn't sound very interesting, does it? And I thought, well, that sounds good. And then I started reading about, now I'm going to preach that this morning. Now I started reading Revelation, which I may, God willing, will preach tonight. We'll see how the Lord directs in that regard. But I was going to preach on some end times thing out of the book of Revelation. Very excited about that. So I thought, I'm ready to go. I was already dressed, suited up, hair slicked up, ready to go. The old cow licked my head, and I was ready to go. And then I saw my ladder. There's a ladder in my office where I had, it looks just like this one. The old beat up common ladder. And I opened that thing up, and I, for some reason, I started climbing the dumb thing. And the Lord started talking to me. I was to climb that thing in your steps in your Christian life. And I thought, your steps. Steps we should be taking. Steps we should be taking. Sister Andy, if you wouldn't mind playing, I don't think it's an accident that you're in church here this day. I think it's by divine design.
Right.
If God would have you to be a part of our church, we'd love to talk to you about that. We want you, whatever, wherever your home church is, to know God's will for your life and to be involved and to serve God and live for Him. And here in a moment, I'm going to ask you to respond physically, literally, spiritually to the preaching word of God. We have altars here, steps, pews. We're wrapping up 2019. Where do you want to be in your spiritual life? Say, brother, I don't even have a feeling that you need to be the first ones to come and hit this altar. Some of you have big decisions yet to make, and you don't come forward to pray about it at the altar. Some of you have trouble with other people that you're burdened about, but you don't come to the altar. There's There's something about it when you step out of your chair. You come out from among them, saith the Lord. And you come up and you pray to God about it. God sees that. Say, I pray in my seat. That's right. But if the doctor's calling you, and he says, come on back to the office. Let's take a look at this. You get up right then and there and go see him. Why don't you do that when we give the invitation? Maybe some of you couples would like to come and pray. Oh, God's worth living for, isn't he?
Amen.
He's worth getting up and moving and praying. If God's filled with your heart, I'm not dragging you around. But you need to respond to the Word of God. Respond to him. Amen. Be a testimony. Father, we pray that you'd use this invitation time for thy honor, for thy glory. We pray that this would be a period of revival in our church. Not just corporately, but individual members of our church. God, there's people that aren't here. We pray for them, Lord, that are sick, unable to be here. But God, there's people here that will be watching this video if it was live streamed and recorded. God, I hope that it was more than just a little entertainment service. God, I pray that it was an encounter with God. Where people felt your presence, heard your voice, could sense that you were among us, Lord, calling us to take a step further. Please order our steps at this time, dear Jesus. Amen. Let's stand on our feet.